Former Pence advisor Troy, GOP is driving hate, and it drives violence. By Pam Kee on October 5, 2021. Former Vice President Mike Pence advisor Olivia Troy said Tuesday on CNN's newsroom that the Republican Party was driving grievances, driving hate, and it drives violence. While discussing former Trump administration press secretary Stephanie Grisham, co-host Victor Blackwell said, on the point of what Stephanie Grisham said, his second term would be about revenge. Is that what the base of the party wants? They want revenge? When you look at the polling, how many Republicans say that believing that the election was stolen from former President Trump is part of calling yourself a Republican? Troy said, yeah, I think that's certainly part of the narrative now that the Republican Party is, and especially driving grievances, driving hate, and it drives violence. I think that revenge is certainly going to be part of what that would lead to. Honestly, it is terrifying to think what this country would look like should he get the nomination and run and win. I think it would be a terrifying moment for our national security. It would be terrifying for the intelligence community, who he's disparaged and undermined public health. We have seen what this man is capable of. She added, I do think there's a whole group of people out there who want revenge and think about those people who call themselves patriots. And I say that in quotes, the people who were charging the Capitol that day, people who were attacking law enforcement that day, who were calling for Mike Pence's hanging that day, those people certainly want revenge. It's all part of the overall narrative of the big lie and laying the groundwork for overturning future elections potentially. That's the direction this would go in. When I think of Trump winning the White House again, I think of people like Stephen Miller being in power and being the national security advisor to the president, and that is a pretty frightening and scary thought. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at PamKeenan.